All right. Bless your hearts. Please be seated. Thank you. Wow. Pretty inspiring, huh? Wow. Well, I'm excited about sharing our theme for the year. And I think you're getting it there. It's on the newsletter. It's on the television screen. And we're going to look at God's Word and see how big it is. Complete in Christ. What does that mean? How big is that? And if we can realize how wonderful and big and tremendous it is, then we can walk in all that Christ is. So to launch this theme, we're going to start in Ephesians, okay? There's a verse there, chapter 1, verse 18, that is one of my memorization verses. I love this verse because it challenges me to recognize the vastness and depth of what God has done and communicated in His Word. The eyes of your understanding being what? Enlightened. That's the King James, but most of the other translations recognize there's a Greek word kardia in there, which translate as heart. Heart. So the ESV says, having the eyes of your heart enlightened. Can you see that picture? What a fabulous figure of speech. Here's your heart and it's got eyes. Yeah. Heart represents the depth of your personal life. And your eyes open up and see the vast wonders of what God's made available. This is what God wants us to see and know in the depth of our personal heart. Yes, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. And what are the riches? Well, this is ESV, a little different. What are the riches of His glory, His inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, His great might, that we worked in who? Christ. Christ is the focal point. Without Christ, there's no power. There's no enlightenment. There's no life. But with Christ is everything. Is everything. Boy, if our eyes of our heart can recognize the greatness of who Christ is and who we are in Christ, look out, world. Look out. It's going to be an exciting year because we do recognize who Christ is. He lives within us. We are complete in Him, and we can walk in all that He is. Wow. God, in His unprecedented love and unparalleled care for us, did a work in Christ, whereby when we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, we get born again, right? Believe in the resurrection. He is Lord in our life. We get born again. We're in His family. And a transformation has taken place that is so astounding, so monumental, that I think we miss it sometimes. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, there's a great statement here, a great truth. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? A new creation. A new creation. It's not like when you get saved or born again that you get a little side buddy, a little Holy Spirit hanging with you, you know, in your side pocket. No. It's a whole, you're a whole new creation. You're very different now. It's not just a part, it's a whole. You know, I think about cars. Every year, you know, they have a certain style of a car. And so the next year they add maybe a little light here and a little bump there, and it looks a little different. It's a newer version, new year. But then sometimes they come out with a whole new looking vehicle. A whole new creation. It's a whole new different car. We are a whole new different car in Christ. You know what I'm saying? That's how big this is. Your life is a new creation in Christ. So let's take a look in God's Word to see how big this is. How big we are. And we're going to go to Colossians chapter 1. And we're going to start in verse 25. I'm going to start in the King James here. And it says, verse 25, chapter 1, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation or the administration of God, which is given to me for you to what? Fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints. Do you like a mystery? Do you like a secret? Oh, I love mystery shows. Agatha Christie, you know who she is, great mystery writer. And to have the mystery revealed. We're talking about a mystery God initiated way before time, and yet he's revealing it right now. I think that's pretty big. It's huge. It's huge, a mystery hid from the ages. Verse 27, to whom God would make known what is that, is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. How big is Christ? How big are you because you have Christ in you? Oh my goodness. We need to see how big Christ is. The bigger we see how big he is, how huge he is, then we can walk in all the greatness of who he is. Let's continue to work this here a little bit, okay? Whereunto, verse 29, I also labor striving according to his working which worketh in me mightily. For, we're going to chapter 2, verse 1, I'm jumping to the ESV because I think this really nails it. And I'll explain why in a moment. But we're at the ESV. Some of you have different translations. Might go along similar to this. Verse 1, for I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all those who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts might be what? Encouraged. Encouraged, being knit together in love. Get the mind picture, knit. Women, you don't knit anymore, do you? Just don't knit. I remember my mom knit sweaters and clothes and stuff, and to see her take this ball of yarn and put it together and make something beautiful. Get the picture. As you read the word, see it. Build it in your mind. What's going on here? Wow, their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love. Love, oh my goodness. I won't go there. To reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding. You understand what these words are communicating? In light of knowing this to the extent that it would reach to the full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. Which is Christ. The greatness of God's mystery is Christ. The greatness of who he is. How big is he? Now, they talked about in the Old Testament, obviously there would be a Messiah that would come. But boy, there was a mystery, a secret. How big that would be? The one body in Christ, Gentiles and Jew together, all in one, and having Christ within. It's huge. It's phenomenal. Now, I know the King James, and we're getting a little technical here, so bear with me, because I know a number of you have the King James. The King James says, kind of misses this translation. It says, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. The text simply says, which is Christ. And most of the translations get it. Most of the other translations get it. The fullness of what Christ did is and will be, is a big part of the mystery. It's a huge thing. Verse 3 says, in whom are hid some of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. What? All the wisdom. Everything that really counts, that you really need to know, is in Christ. Man, oh man, I hope you're seeing how big it is. When we talk about the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, it's huge, it's big, it's astounding. The bigger we see it, the bigger we'll see our lives. So how big is this? Do we see the enormity of how big Christ is in our lives? Well, let's keep reading. We're going to jump to verse 9. We'll see how big this really is. Verse 9, chapter 2, Colossians, for in him, Christ, right, dwelleth how much? All. That little word all is huge, big. We got to see it. Not some, but all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you, who's that? Who's that? Point to yourself. Me, me, me. And you are what? Complete in him. So is there anything lacking in you? Has God missed something as far as putting Christ in you that maybe is missing, that maybe you didn't get the full measure? No, you're complete in him. God is not a respecter of persons. Oh my goodness. Which is the head of all principality and power. Wow. Complete in Christ. You are completely complete in Christ. Nothing lacking. Boy, this really challenges my mind, right? To see how big this is. What does that mean to me, to be complete in Christ? Because I want to walk as he walks, right? As Christ is. Oh my goodness. Well, I want to work this a little bit more. There's an aspect in this verse that I want you to see, maybe bigger than just reading it, simply words on a page. Jeannie and I, a number of years ago, a long time ago actually, were in Bristol, England. And we went there on an ambassador program, outreach program. And I thought, well, this is going to be not easy, but simple, because they speak the same language. But boy, there was a culture shock when we got there. They're driving on the wrong side of the road. It's amazing. Talk about roads. If you have any vehicle problems, you call AA, not AAA. They have AA. Oh my gosh. So yeah, no AAAs. Then they drink tea instead of coffee. So a little bit of a culture shock. Another amazing thing that I really liked, though, was they don't have insurance companies. Well, they do, but they don't call them insurance, they call them assurance companies. Really? That really kind of, whoa, assurance, there, all these different companies that do insurance that we say, they're assurance, which is kind of neat because it's a more positive word, right? Assurance. Wow. Now think about the assurance policy we have with the Father. Remember that verse? That their hearts might be encouraged, knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance. Wow. Of understanding and knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, Colossians 2:2. Boy, I feel really satisfied that I'm a Christian. I'm assured of who Christ is and what he made available in me and what the future holds because of what he's done. My whole life is Christ. It's got to be. Why not? All the wisdom and knowledge? I know it sounds pretty big, doesn't it? But why not go for it? You have one life to live, folks. Let's get it right. And I think you wouldn't be here unless you had a great love and concern for the integrity and accuracy of God's word. That God says what he means and means what he says. And if he says you're complete in Christ, what are you? You're completely complete in Christ. Oh my goodness. You know, this thing assurance really stands out to me because it just settles my heart. You know, I get challenged with the fears of what goes on in this world, but I have an assurance policy of knowing who I am in Christ. You know, there's a verse, I'm going to just share this with you, Isaiah 32:17. It says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness," and we have the righteousness of God, don't we, by the way? "And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." We have an assurance policy forever. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, I'll quote it for you. "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but in power, and in the Holy Ghost," Holy Spirit, "and in much assurance." What a policy. We are certainly blessed. We have the most awesome assurance policy with the new birth. Wow. Well, I don't think, you know, we realize how big we are in Christ. And I trust we can really build, this year, really build the greatness of who he is and who we are in him. You know, sometimes we say the name Christ a lot, maybe, or maybe we don't, but like, on one hand, we're Americans. I think most of you are. I think all of you are. And I don't, I used to be, when I say I'm an American, I was very proud of that. Boy, our heritage and background. Now, I know people today try to knock it and be negative about it, but I'm thankful that I'm American. Yeah, everybody wants to come here, right? It's a pretty nice place, and it's a great reality to be an American. But what about a Christian? I'm a Christian. I have Christ in. And we should, when we hear that word or we confess that word, we should be so excited about who we are. I'm an American. Hey, I'm Christian. I've got Christ in me. We were playing pickleball Friday. We play pickleball a couple times a week. And I know this is some kind of a sports cult, but we're okay with it, okay? We're cool. We have a great opportunity to witness to people. So we're signing in to go play pickleball at the facility. And this guy is kind of in line with us. He said, "Hey, you're a pastor, aren't you?" I said, yeah. I'm thinking, how does he know? I mean, but we talk to people and they get to know who we are and we confess who we are. We're Christians. And that's what I asked him. "Well, are you a Christian?" "Well, I think so. You know, it says..." And he says something about the Old Testament that I did not understand what he was saying. And I just came back and I said, "You know, a Christian is a wonderful person that confesses the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in their heart God raised him from the dead. And on Pentecost," I share with him, "you know, the event that makes it happen that really counts is on the day of Pentecost, Christianity started and they spoke in tongues." He kind of gave me a funny look then. So, but why not share who we are in Christ? Anywhere and everywhere. So everybody on the pickleball court knows who we are. We're Christians. We've got Christ in. Wow. We're a power couple. I think we're the only couple that plays the game together. You always play with pairs. And most of the couples that come, they can't play on the same team because they get mad at each other. How come you didn't hit this ball? And so they split up. But we're a power couple. Yeah, that's great. I'm pickled Christian. There you go. Wow. Yeah. Well, Colossians 2:6. Let's remember this verse, okay? Because we are Christians. We are complete in Him. Therefore, if you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, if you've done that, what are you going to do? So walk in Him. Let's walk in Him. There's a lot of things out there that entertain our minds, that grab our interests and want us to respond and react. But why don't we respond to being a Christian? Being a Christian, yeah. You know, we need to be accountable. That's a word that's becoming more and more in my mind to think about, that we are accountable of who we are. What's that mean, being accountable? Responsible, right? Yeah, we have the responsibility to walk in Christ, to hold forth the words of life. Yeah, why not? Whew, we're very well equipped. Christ in us, we can do the works that He does, and greater. Wow. See, there's no other name under heaven where anybody can be saved, right? Let's look at Philippians here. We're closing out here. In Philippians 2:9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. You're a Christian. You have that name, Christ, right? Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, wherever that is. And verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And He loves it when we talk about Christ. He loves it when we walk in His power. What a glory it is. Christ is our all in all. He's our lifeblood. He is our life now and our destiny for the future. Our future is assured, right? Oh my goodness. So let's be accountable to the Father to fulfill all that He has done to make us complete in Christ. Let's walk like true Christians, okay? That are complete in Christ. Amen? Amen. Sure love you folks, and thank you for putting up with my little idiosyncrasies. But I tell you, if you get the message, it's Christ in you. You are complete in Him. Hallelujah. Okay? Father, thank you for loving us so, so much, that you would give us your Son and the reality of how big He is in us, the power we have, the love. Oh my gosh, everything that entails Christ is in us and we are complete in Him. Thank you, Father, for that, that we can continue to see how big that is and walk in it with great love and power to everybody and anybody that we come in contact with. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful body of believers that we can work together to love you and to love others. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God bless you all. All right.